and keep your kingdom or car roadworthy. All at prices that won't raid your royal treasury. Royal Tire and Auto Repair of Petoskey, where every driver is treated like royalty.
Hey everybody, welcome back into the show. Last half hour of today on this magnificent Monday. This is a song that Rick Randall and the computer technology geek Jonathan Deek made. I want to share it with you right now. It's called Magnificent Monday.
Monday, Magnificent Monday. It's what I call today. It is just a decision if you want to feel this way. Saturday and Sunday have come to an end. Magnificent Monday is the way to get there again. The weekends are the frosting, the visible part of the cake. Monday through Friday give meaning to the actual piece that you take. We are always planting seeds in our life garden, you know. Your attitude is the water that helps the seeds grow. How is the crop looking? It's just a matter of time. If attitude is the water, gonna add better water to mine. A positive mental attitude is the attitude of choice.
There you go. There you go. That is Magnificent Monday, author Rick Randall and Jonathan Deek, something they put together. Enjoy it. Listen to it every Monday. Kind of gets the blood pumping, gets the things absolutely rolling on this absolutely first day of the week. So if you would like the book Road Trip, just text me 231-360-5140. RT, and I'll send you the link to the website and a picture of the cover, and you can get that for graduates, any high schooler, college kid out there that you know. This would be a great book for them to have. If I only knew now what I knew then, what I know now, man, if I knew it back then, it'd be a completely different life. So, We're excited. We're going into a direction now that I want to talk about the process in Washington, D.C., something that's happening as we speak. This is a story that I talked about the other day. I read the full story. I'm not going to repeat the whole thing, but basically, it's time for President Trump to finish the job. This is something that author put together last week, actually a couple weeks ago, that I said, you know what? He's right. It's time to finish the job. It's time for the president to get it done. I'm going to read it again. I'm going to read it for the next couple of days, kind of almost like a prayer to the president and to his negotiators in Iran. Mr. President, finish the job in Iran, by author Robert Chernin. There are moments in history when nations are handed a chance so consequential that future generations will look back and ask a very simple question. When the threat was obvious and the opportunity existed to stop it permanently, did our leaders have the courage to finish the jobs? This is one of those moments. For nearly half a century, the world has lived under the shadow of the Iranian regime. It's not the Iranian people running their government. It's not the Persian civilization that gave the world poetry, science, medicine, philosophy, architecture, mathematics, and culture that long before most modern nations even existed. The problem has never been Iran itself. The problem has been the revolutionary Islamist regime that seized Iran back in 1979 and transformed one of the world's greatest civilizations into the central engine of global terrorism, regional destabilization, religious extremism, and anti-Western aggression. For 47 years, presidents, diplomats, intelligence agencies, military planners, and world leaders have all understood the same basic truth. Even if many refuse to even say it publicly, the regime in Tehran, Iran, was never interested in coexistence. Tehran was never interested in moderation. Tehran was never interested in peace as the civilized world understands peace. It was interested in one thing: survival, expansion, and revolution. S-E-R. They wanted to survive. They wanted to expand their revolution. And unlike so many Western leaders who speak in carefully crafted diplomatic language that oftentimes means very little, the Ayatollahs actually meant exactly what they said from the beginning. Death to America, death to Israel. The West heard slogans. The regime meant doctrine. The distinction, that distinction, has cost the world dearly. Over the decades, the regime has left a trail of blood and destruction across the Middle East and beyond. The Beirut barracks bombing, Khobar Towers, Hezbollah, Hamas, and the Houthis. These proxy militias in Iraq and Syria. Terror financing networks stretching across continents worldwide. Attacks on shipping lanes. Destabilization campaigns against moderate Arab governments. Endless efforts to sabotage any possibility of regional peace. Every fire somehow led back to Tehran. But still, administration after administration convinced itself that maybe this time would be different. Maybe another agreement. We could moderate them. Maybe another sanction package would put pressure on them. Maybe another release of frozen assets or even money would buy stability. Maybe another round of negotiations would produce rational behavior from an irrational regime. Well, history has answered that question over and over again. the regime used negotiations as a delay. It used diplomacy as a cover. It used sanctions relief as funding. It used every pause to rearm, regroup, and rebuild. And every time the world wanted peace, the regime saw opportunity. That is why this moment matters so profoundly. Because if the United States is finally willing to confront Iran directly, then it must understand something that much of the foreign policy establishment still refuses to admit. This cannot be merely about uranium enrichment facilities or reopening the Straits of Hormuz. If the Iranian regime survives, they will rebuild. That is what ideological regimes do. History teaches this repeatedly. You cannot negotiate fanaticism out of existence. You cannot manage revolutionary extremism forever. You cannot continue allowing the same regime that has spent 47 years destabilizing the world to remain in power and somehow expect a different outcome for 5 or even 10 years from now. The centrifuges are not the core problem. It's the regime controlling the centrifuges that is the problem. Their missiles are not the core problem. It's the ideology guiding those missiles that is the problem. The Strait of Hormuz is not the core problem. The Iranian regime itself is the problem. There's so many things that need to change, but one of them is this regime. Not for this year, maybe not even for 5. But eventually the regime will rebuild, they will return, and the proxies will regroup. Their nuclear pursuit will continue. We'll wrap this up. Final plea to President Donald Trump from Richard Chernin. We'll be right back.
And now this from Northern Michigan RV.
Hi, I'm Tony Kessering from Northern Michigan RV in Galen. Get ready for a new adventure with help from Northern Michigan RV. We sell everything from pop-ups and truck campers to luxury fifth wheels, and we have everything to keep you going, including parts, full service, and even propane. And we're open year-round. Don't buy anywhere before stopping into Northern Michigan RV. Off 32 on Expressway Court behind Walgreens and Gaylord. Online at northernmichiganrv.com. Get ready for a new adventure at Northern Michigan RV.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
If you have pain in your back, neck, shoulders, hip, knees, wrists, or feet, Dr. Gary Willey's Chiropractic Services in Sheboygan has a robotic laser treatment for you. This technology takes away pain, inflammation, and promotes healing. Experience robotic laser pain relief at a special new customer price. Call us for fast relief Monday through Wednesday to learn more and to schedule an appointment at 231-627-4300. Again, 231-627-4300.
This July 4th, celebrate America's 250th birthday at the biggest party in mid-Michigan at Liberty Mountain USA in Farwell. Featuring Mark Farner's American Band, the Dave Mead Band, and more special guests. Sing along to classic hits, enjoy a spectacular fireworks finale, and camp on-site for the full weekend. Tickets start at just $15. Kids 12 and under are free. Don't miss it. Get your tickets now at libertymountainusa.com and click on events. Come join us and bring your friends.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm, except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
The W Tax Group fights your IRS and state tax problems. With experienced tax attorneys and a dedicated legal team, we represent clients in all 50 states. We resolve tax liens, wage garnishments, back taxes, and reduce tax liabilities for businesses and individuals. We secured over $10 million in tax debt relief for clients every year. Call the W Tax Group today and get experienced nationwide tax resolution on your side. Call us at 855-346-1788. Again, 855-346-1788.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Robert Tiernan, I said Richard, I apologize. Robert Tiernan, the author, writing this opinion piece to President Donald Trump last week, asking the president to finish the job in Iran once and for all. For 47 years, the Iranian regime has shown the world exactly what it is. It has never hidden its intentions. It has never truly abandoned its ambitions. It has never honored its word for long, because deception itself is embedded within the regime's survival strategy. Enough is enough. No more temporary fixes, no more strategic ambiguity, no more buying time, for people who use every second of it to prepare for the next crisis. The world does not simply need the Strait of Hormuz reopened. It does not simply need uranium facilities destroyed. It's enriched uranium captured. It needs the regime responsible for nearly half a century of terrorism and instability around the world to be removed from power once and for all. For Israel, for the Middle East, for the Iranian people, for global stability, for the future balance of power, for the defense of freedom itself. Mr. President, for the sake of humanity, finish the job. Respectfully submitted, Robert Tiernan. And that's basically my thoughts. I agree totally with everything he wrote in this very long opinion piece. We started this 90 some days ago. It's time to finish it. And they keep talking about negotiations are going well. Who are you negotiating with? Because if you're negotiating with this regime, it's not going to last, Mr. President. You're being played, and it needs to stop. Those people need to be removed. And it's the Iranian people that have got to do it. This is absolutely what has to be done. One of the things that you have to understand, this is a process. This is a process that has to work for the world. This is about whether the civilized world still possesses the confidence and moral clarity to confront these gathering threats before they become irreversible. Mr. President, this moment is bigger than politics. It's bigger than the upcoming election cycle. This is bigger than news headlines. You, sir, have got to absolutely stand up. You have to stand up and do what's right, not only for America, the Middle East, but for the world. It's time for you to show the world that you are, in fact, the world leader it needs. I believe, personally, God has put you in this position. There was a reason you started it. Now it's time to finish it. And I agree with this opinion piece by Robert Tiernan. And that's why I continue to hope and pray that he does the right thing. We cannot just reach a deal and go back to where we were before. Another weaker president, world leader, would not be able to do what Donald Trump can do. No other president in our history and or in the future would be able to do it. The time is now, and it's got to stop. How we do it, God only knows. But this president can do it. Well, that's it for today's show. Again, I want to remind you, Perry Johnson will be in Charlevoix today at 2 o'clock, Traverse City tomorrow at 4. If you'd like the flyer, text me PJ for Charlevoix or TC for Traverse City tomorrow. And again, go to libertymountainusa.com, click on events, and get your tickets for the big party on 4th of July. We're going to be there. It's going to be a blast. Now back to the memories caused by the music of the 60s, 70s, Motown, the roots of rock and roll on 97.7 FM, WCHY, Sheboygan, and the Patriot Voice Radio Network. God willing, we'll see you tomorrow. Have a magnificent Monday, everybody.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with trucker Randy Bishop.
This is Justin Michael. From day one, our campaign has been about one thing. People, the families, workers, veterans, small business owners, and communities that make Northern Michigan and the Upper Peninsula home. I'm running because too many people in Washington have forgotten who they serve. I've spent my life advocating for others, listening to their stories, and fighting for solutions that put people first. Our district deserves a representative who shows up, cares, and follows through on what they say they're going to do. It's time to start putting Americans first and Michigans first. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
Well, I'm sure by now y'all up here in northern Michigan have heard of Curtis Gunsmithing, the little gun shop over here off Picker Lake Road in Petoskey. Mr. Tom Curtis can fit.